I'm former New York Giant wide receiver David Tyree. I'm here with Dr. Sam Taylor. Today we're talking a little bit about the upper body. Mm-hmm. So could you tell me, Doc, what are some of the most prominent injuries that circulate around the upper body?
Well, one of the most affected joints in football is the shoulder. The shoulder is an amazing joint because it offers us a tremendous amount of flexibility, as you well know.
Absolutely.
Being able to make some great catches. And we need that shoulder to do a lot of things, to throw, to tackle, to block. And the shoulder is a very dynamic joint that allows us to get our arms into position in space. But the same kind of flexibility that we have in the shoulder joint makes it very vulnerable to injury. The shoulder itself can be vulnerable to dislocating out the front or dislocating out the back. The position that a player often gets into when they become vulnerable to dislocate is their arm up into this position and rotate it out, as you would if you were coming in to make a tackle or if you were coming up to make a catch and somebody pulls your arm back. And so both of these two injuries are among the more common that we see in the shoulder in football players.
So, doctor, is there any way that we can try to prevent some of these injuries?
Just like anything else in football, preventing injuries is about preparation. It's about making sure that you have the most appropriate strengthening program beforehand and flexibility about the shoulder. Make sure that you've strengthened the muscles that help hold that ball in the socket.
Thanks, Doc, for being here, sharing with us some of these fine details on the upper body. And thank you for being with us for another edition of the Sports Injury Journal, presented by the Hospital for Special Surgery.